We all know that owning a small business means you wear many hats, but sometimes you really need an extra pair of hands. Upwork is how good companies find great and trusted freelance talent. With more than 2 decades of experience, with the simple and ambitious goal of pioneering a better way of working, companies at every stage turn to Upwork to get things done and find more flexibility in staffing key projects and initiatives. They access a global marketplace filled with top talent in IT, web dev, marketing, and more. Posting a job on Upwork is easy. With no cost to join, you can register, browse freelancer profiles, and get help drafting a job post or even book a consultation. From there, you connect with freelancers that get you and can easily hire them and take your business to the next level. Visit Upwork.com right now and post your job for free. That's Upwork.com to post your job for free and connect with top talent ready to help your business grow. That's UPWORK.com, Upwork.com.
I'm so excited to just show them. Can we just show them now? Can we show them the thumbnail at least?
Yeah, so, okay, you're gonna see a poster at some stage, and we'll get to that.
Mm-hmm.
But the poster is different than the actual YouTube thumbnail.
Yeah.
And so what you're about to see is the thumbnail for the trailer, but what you're also getting is, the for the first time, the title of the doc.
Okay.
So, holy shit, I can't believe we're doing this.
Welcome to Recycle Bin.
Welcome. We have arrived.
Yeah. Oh, man.
What a terrible day.
It actually, like, it was so good.
It really
until,
was.
Like, 10 minutes ago.
Well, it wouldn't be us if we didn't have horrible technical difficulties after test shooting all week for Recycle Bin. Brand new set.
It looks
great. Everything's perfect until we went to record for real. It was no longer perfect.
Yeah. There was, like, cords missing. We were, like... Because we've been so busy with the doc we're working on, we have been like anticipating or waiting for a cord specifically for the set, and it just wasn't.
We bought it on Amazon, so you know, like, it's going to take 2 weeks.
We usually, you know, record on Friday, and this Amazon delivery is not getting here till freaking Sunday.
And we're going to be busy during that time, so that's just not going to work out. Huge Recycle Bin for you today. Oh. Just the biggest episode probably so far.
Which is upsetting for a second because...
6 years?
I'm tired. I'm so tired.
Speaking of Recycle Bin being around for 6 years, I have news for you. This is episode number 10 of the new run, right?
Okay, sure.
We are only two episodes away from matching our record. So back in 2018 when it launched the first time, we did a total of 12 episodes. If we can get to 13, that's a huge milestone.
That's really it?
I mean, we did other episodes after that, like, but it was like years later. We tried to bring it back for 2 episodes.
But that was the longest streak.
That was the longest streak we had.
Well, I will say Undertaker's was longer.
Undertaker's streak was much longer, yeah.
All right, we're trying something new. Guys, this episode of Recycle Bin, we are going to cover, we're just going to bullshit for a while. Then we got some voicemails from the audience, you guys. And then after that, we're getting into some serious talks about the next project.
Yeah.
Maybe a little treat.
Maybe the most chaotic week in terms of like a single project and everything surrounding it. There's so many people involved. It's insane. So we're excited to tell you about that. You'll get your first sort of look at what's coming. You guys get to be the first to see it, as well as some special Patreon stuff, I guess.
Oh, yeah, that's true. How you been? I mean, outside of work.
Nah, like, I haven't been outside of work.
That's a good
actually.
Point. Yeah. honestly, the only reason I have been even like relaxing a little bit is a new classic WoW thing launched.
Oh, here we go.
Well, this is like the most. I don't know if you have this. I feel like maybe the audience does, but like, there's like a few choice video games or pieces of media in my life that are like exceptionally important. Does that make sense? Like, it's like, okay, other games come out, and then about video games, other games will come out, and I'll be like, oh, that's kind of fun. And I go, well, anyway, like, but, and it's like, wow, I didn't like blank, blank, and blank about that. Or a movie comes out, and I'm like, man, that was great, except for like this, this, and this.
Mm-hmm.
Similar thing. WoW is my special game.
It is.
The Lord of the Rings films and book, you know, are like my special films.
Yeah.
So like,
can confirm.
I don't have any criticism about those movies, and I got no criticism specifically about like old World of Warcraft. Like I'm talking like 2006 era, and that is like what got re-released. few days ago on like the 20th. My God, I don't even remember. No, it was yesterday.
Yeah, it was yesterday.
Oh my God,
you were losing your mind.
Yeah.
Yesterday. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, everybody got to log on and reserving your name because there's like thousands of people. It's a big deal. Mm. I got burn on my
you
server.
Got burned?
I got burn, dude. I was like, the servers went online. I was like, boom, in, and my first thing to burn. Uh-huh. Like it. That's like, yeah, that's my first thing I do.
I feel like I know for sure we have said this before,
uh-huh.
but there's always new people that have no idea why we're called Jern and Burn.
Yeah, hit them. Hit them with the story.
you know, for those unaware, we went to high school together.
Yeah.
So we've been best friends since high school. Soon after graduating, I don't know if Front Page Tech was technically made yet, but I just started calling you Burn, and then you started calling me Jern in return, and that just stuck forever. I don't think we realized that was just going to be how it was now.
No. And before that, like, now I'm remembering, because I honestly, like, it wasn't present in my mind until you started talking. Like, we used to just say stuff stupid. Like, even when we message each other, it's...
It's still that way.
It's never like, hey... Would you like to get pizza for dinner? Or like, hey, I'm coming over to watch wrestling. Mm-hmm. Would you like pizza? He goes, Burn, I'm getting pizza. Beat our stone.
And
like,
your response will be ye.
He'll be like, ye.
Like if our chats leaked,
yeah.
we'd be totally fine because no one can understand anything that we said.
It's like a different language. dude, you didn't even mean to do it, but you perfectly segued into like the next thing I wanted to bullshit
about. Oh, no, I
about.
Definitely meant to do it. It was on purpose. I'm a professional. You're welcome.
I was having an internal... discussion with myself this morning when I was like getting ready for the day.
Mm-hmm.
I need a haircut.
Okay.
And I know you do too.
Okay.
And that's because I don't think you've said this anywhere on Genius Bar. I don't know.
Mm-mm.
We have both started cutting our own hair.
Yeah.
Like you cut your own hair and I cut my own hair.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we are, you're going to love this.
Oh, no.
I was just thinking about...
The stuff's right there, and I cannot see from here.
I know.
So I have no idea what's coming.
His eyes are terrible. I was thinking about, like, we're so in tune, and, like, we're good buds and everything. I was mm-hmm. like, is there really anything else online like us? Like this? Like, the budship? Like, how close of friends we are?
Rhett and Link?
Rhett and Link. That's literally my first response.
Like, yeah.
And I figured that would just make you happy.
Yeah, they are the cooler, more successful versions of us.
Pretty much. I also feel like if there were... gonna be other creators that were like best friends like this, and they would also be ones to cut their own hair. I feel like,
oh, yeah,
they'd be like,
probably.
Yeah, we'll do that for a week.
Oh, just to clarify, I don't cut your hair, you don't cut my hair.
I specified, yeah.
Okay.
I specified,
just making sure. Well, the good thing about us being like next in line is that Rhett and Link have to retire at some point, so
they are kind of fucking old.
They are,
we're getting old though, too.
Yeah. Yeah, we were just talking about how now when we pee, we don't actually know if it's over, like, we'll pee. Walk away from that and be like, was I done?
Yeah.
Why do I feel more? And then have to go pee. That's like, that's a new thing
that
we're experiencing. Yay. Yay being old.
Yeah. I don't know why I'm surprised that things are changing like when we turn 30.
But it happened immediately.
I didn't
have anything like this at 29. And I would make jokes like everything changes at 30. But literally everything about my life changed the second I hit 30.
Mm-hmm.
That's why all those years, that's why I was scared of that number, of that birthday.
Yeah, like even in my like circle, like you and my wife and whatever, like I eat terribly and I have like, I feel, I used to have like a pretty like iron stomach.
Why are you doing this?
I'm just talking with my hands.
But
now, like if I have McDonald's, it just like the grease alone fucking puts me down. I'm wrecked.
Yeah.
I had McDonald's. I should probably take some Pepto. Mm-hmm. Some Pepto-Bismol in expectation.
I don't know if it's technically, I guess maybe it started for health reasons, but we drink zero sugar soda. And that's not, like, yeah, it's healthier, but listen, man.
Everything's bad for you.
That should be
you.
The default.
Oh, that's where you're going.
If you're drinking soda mm-hmm. and you're not drinking zero sugar soda, you're just poisoning yourself every time.
That's a little
unnecessarily.
A little
it
extra.
Tastes the same. And if you're one of those people, like, I could taste the difference. Shut up.
I mean, it's there.
Maybe you could taste
it's a tiny little
difference, especially between like a regular and a diet. But the zero sugar stuff usually uses a different sweetener that tastes a lot closer to sugar.
Yeah, you're right.
And even if it tastes a little bit different, is it worth the poison?
The calories. Yeah, what is a can of Coke, like 160 calories or something like that?
It's something like that. And it's not even the calories is just, that's part of it. But
that's
you're just drinking... a can full of sugar for fun.
Yeah.
And then you wonder why you feel like shit all the time.
There was somebody did like a how much sugar is in Coke.
Oh, like a physical amount.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, look at this. Oh, there it goes. Finally works.
Can you pull it up?
On
the telly?
39 grams of Coke. I don't feel like it.
I said that to say that I also cannot drink room temperature things. I think that's horrible and disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
So I just had an order come in of 12 packs of soda.
Yeah.
Put them in the fridge. They weren't cold, so I had to grab an existing can of regular Pepsi.
Right.
It's disgusting. I can feel the film of sugar all in my mouth, and mm-hmm. I know tomorrow I'm going to wake up and my joints are going to hurt.
Okay. I mean, that's probably not the Pepsi's fault.
Oh, it definitely is. Every time I have sugar, I can feel it the next day. It feels like not my mind's hungover, but my body's hungover.
You're being serious.
I'm 100% serious, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's the first thing. I'm not perfect. I will definitely consume sugar. Like, uh-huh. that happens still.
You love candy.
I do. Oh, dude. I love
candy.
Like,
sour candy?
Yeah.
Warheads?
But when I started losing the weight, that's the first thing I noticed was that, because my back always hurt.
I forgot about that.
Yeah,
you're
my
right.
back always yeah. hurt. And my back does not hurt anymore since I started cutting sugar out.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so it's like, I bet it's a bit more apparent or extreme mm-hmm. when you are cut off of sugar and then you have even a little bit,
because
mm-hmm. zero to sugar is a lot of sugar all of a sudden.
100% more, actually.
Yeah, so it hurts. If I could give one advice. One piece of advice,
yeah.
it would be to cut sugar out or try your best.
I think that's just good advice for life.
It's
honestly.
Poison.
Yeah.
They're trying to kill us, Bern.
They might succeed. Are you happy with our amount of bullshit we've done?
Yeah, I'm happy with the amount of bullshit. Oh, I guess we should say for the audio listeners, if you haven't heard the news, youtube.com/recyclebin. will take you to this podcast. There's a video version, actual video version now. I know we said you could also watch it on YouTube previously, and you guys went there, and it was just like a still frame and some waveforms. You can actually see us. We have a little set. You can watch. Listen, we tried to resist you. We really wanted to do this audio only, but you guys, you wanted video. So, and we are men of the people.
We are. That's very true. This is the current video set, but as you could see if you're watching the video, there's quite a bit of mess right around here. We were freaking out about the missing cords that we're expecting from Amazon. I'm annoyed that this thing is on the desk. It's not supposed to be.
Yeah, it was off the desk.
So that's just my little gripe about our situation.
It's a little messy on the table, but a second ago we couldn't get the camera to turn on. So, you know.
And I'll be real, we still don't know why.
It's on right now, and that's all that matters. We got lucky.
I promise you, we're professionals.
This is a bit of a community show.
Yeah.
This is for the audience. This is your show. This is your opportunity to talk to us, ask us anything, hear from us, and we'd love to hear from you. The number to call in is 404-919-5530. If you call that number, you can leave us a voicemail, and if it's a good question, a good voicemail, you might make it on next week's show.
Yeah, or if I just like the cut of your jib.
Or if we like the cut of your jib. Bern chooses the voicemails to get on the show. I haven't heard any of them.
Yeah.
Here we have a few.
I listen to all of them, promise. We just have limited time. Sometimes we try to pick thematic ones, you know?
Okay, what does that mean?
Oh, well, just, you know, ones that are relevant to the conversation.
Okay, let's hear some.
Yeah, speaking of, I was actually kind of waiting. When I brought up how important World of Warcraft was to me, I was kind of expecting you to offer up your own important media. But if you would like.
I can do that.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm curious, honestly.
TV shows.
Okay. Oh, just to preface, like, the way I included, like, I have no criticism about this shitty old video game and, like, the Lord of the Rings films. They're, like, special, and I can't even find it in myself. Like, I love them exactly as they are. I don't want nothing changed. So that's kind of my criteria.
Okay. That would probably be wrestling, then.
Yeah, like, that's just something you love, like, completely objectively.
Well, like, I can be objective, but I am a bit more forgiving because, like, I understand it a little bit more than I probably should.
Mm-hmm.
But to me, wrestling, WWE in specific, is, like, the greatest form of entertainment that has ever been created. Every piece of the arts that you could like
mm-hmm.
or be a fan of is incorporated into one experience that happens 52 times a year.
Yeah.
More if you're going to live shows, but just televised. There's no off season, nothing like that. No season finale. It's just constant all the time, and no matter what's going on throughout the years of my life, you know, I've seen a lot of. I saw John Cena debut, and I'm going to see him retire, and that's like just a very unique experience that
you can't really get anywhere else. Yeah,
yeah. I guess with football, but like way less cool. And like I hear with football, you don't know who's going to win the game.
You hear with football,
it's kind of lame.
Yeah. It's funny. Like I almost wanted to say that I don't want this to turn into like a wrestling podcast because I know that like a lot of people for some reason really dislike it as a medium.
They're wrong.
I know. Well, I was just going to say like I wanted to say that. Then I thought about why I feel that way, and like I wonder why that is. Why is it that like wrestling is so polarizing?
Well, I know that when we were kids, it was a bit more taboo.
Taboo.
Like, when we were kids, it was the Attitude Era.
Okay.
And that's when things started getting a little raunchy on TV.
Like,
and it
violent
was seeing
and,
that sort of
yeah.
thing on TV was new, and
that's
so parents
fair.
Were trying to keep it away.
Or, overtly sexualized.
And around
stuff
that
like
time
that.
Is when word started coming out that it's fake. And,
oh, right. I forgot that that
and
was
so
like...
So then that like discredited the whole thing for mm-hmm. people that thought it was real, and that, then it was... But the part of it... The fact that it's quote unquote fake, scripted,
that's the part
is
of it.
The cool part.
Yeah, like I remember being an ignorant little kid and thinking wrestling was lame and parroting to wrestling fans, like, you know, that's fake, right? Like
yeah.
trying to get them.
Yeah.
But like, obviously they did.
Yeah, they get it.
Like that. And it's like,
everyone
I guess you're
that
right.
loves wrestling is in on it. And I mean, you know that now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I love it now. I can't wait. We're watching SmackDown tonight. I'm excited.
Oh, yeah. Oh, thank
yeah.
God.
All right. But anyway, I just wanted to get you.
Can't wait to see my tribal chief.
Sorry, I got to do it too. Okay, voicemails.
All right.
Hey, guys, it's Sylvan from California. Hey, not a tech-related question, but I want to know what Mario Kart character you play as, what is your configuration, and what is your favorite track in Mario Kart? I know you love Mario Kart, so who's your character? All right, that's it. Bye.
What a question.
I know. Thanks, Sylvan. We've had him on a few times.
Oh, thank you for not being about an iPhone.
Yeah. Well, I was just going to say, like, I don't mean, like, we've definitely featured Sylvan on a couple times. Man just got good questions. I don't know what to say.
Oh, I don't, yeah, I don't recognize his name.
Oh,
I will, though, now that you put that
right.
in my head.
Like, dude, how did you, like, we mentioned it before that we love Mario Kart, but
mm-hmm.
just, he sniped at the perfect time.
Yeah.
Because we have gotten more into that game than ever before recently.
Yeah, it's a problem.
It's getting sweaty. Like, okay, so he asked what our combination is.
Mm-hmm.
We are firmly, for the most part, in, like, the Yoshi, Yoshi hive mind, like, with, like, the...
Yeah.
For anybody who doesn't play Mario Kart, you can choose from all the different Mario characters from all the universes.
And that sounds cute, but it matters, too, in Mario
yeah,
Kart.
Yeah, they all have different stats. Like, Donkey Kong's a big guy, he... has higher speed,
so it's
accelerates
heavier
slow.
And-
right. But yeah, Yoshi is known to be the sweaty character, like the try-hard character
mm-hmm.
for the most part, some of the best stats overall, whatever. So we are part of that, and then we also use like the generic best carts and wheels and
yeah.
gliders possible.
Bitty Buggy, Streetle.
Teddy something.
Mr. Teddy Buggy, Mr. Scooty.
Yeah, all that stuff. Because not we like the game, and for those who have played Mario Kart, you know it's a fucking nightmare. Like if you're playing it just for fun,
yeah.
it's like you could be in first the whole time, and then you have one bad like 10-second situation, and you're done. That's it. 12th
mm-hmm.
place, you lost.
Yep.
But for us,
I love that.
Yeah, you love the chaos. We just went out and bought special controllers for Mario Kart because they give you the best drift angles.
I forgot we did that.
Yeah. You, me maybe more so, but both of us, we've been doing time trials, which
mm-hmm.
is, for anybody familiar with like video game speed running, that's like the closest comparison. It's just finish the laps
mm-hmm.
on the courses as quick as possible. My favorite track that I'm working on, man, I forget my placement in the world, but I think I'm a top 500 time in the
okay.
world for
mm-hmm.
Yoshi Circuit
mm-hmm.
on Mario
Would you
Kart
say that-
8. On the Switch?
Yeah, I was thinking that too because, I mean, I don't think this is my favorite course, but the one that I'm time trialing is Cheep Cheep Beach.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's my favorite though. Like,
yeah.
I really love Mario Circuit a lot.
And that's the one that's I forget what cup it is. Like we're really into it, but we're mostly like getting really into it. And I, you know, we haven't been doing much Mario Karting because of work.
Yeah, but, it's been an insane few weeks. Yeah,
yeah, but no, we're real into it. It's big. So thanks for the question, Sylvan.
Leave a comment down below. What's your config?
Yeah, I would love to know because I feel like I saw a report or a number that like Mario Kart for the Switch is still like one of the most popular games for that console, yeah, even though it came out years ago.
Yeah, and you know, I've been really excited hearing leaks about the Switch too, but I also cannot blame Nintendo. Like, it's selling like crazy. They just put out ads for the holidays for the current Switch that's almost a decade old.
Yeah, I think it came out in like 2016.
That's crazy. And they're still, and you know what? You barely notice it. Like, yeah, in the menus and stuff, it's like, okay, this tech is a little, it's pushing it. But when you're in the game, the things that they're able to do with that hardware makes no sense. Mario Kart looks incredible. Mario Kart 8 Deluxe?
We just had like, for anybody who's been around a long time, we used to have a show called Bro Time.
Oh, yeah.
That was named after, that's when we hang out, because I don't know why we have to have a special name for everything. When we hang out and it's like a special event, like we hang out late at night and go, you know, late, eat a bunch of shitty food.
Yeah.
We call it Bro Time.
Yeah. Like,
let's have a Bro Time.
I guess that's the only thing that separates from work time.
I guess you're right. When we Bro Timed recently, we threw Mario Kart on the projector, sat stupidly close.
It was not made to be that big.
It looked awesome.
I felt like I was in it.
Yeah, and the Switch, at best, outputs like 1080p.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's like handheld hardware, really. That looked fucking awesome.
Yeah.
I'm impressed.
It's
shocking.
I cannot wait for the Switch 2.
No, same.
I can't wait for the same thing. They roll out Switch 2. All the nerds complain that it's not powerful enough, and it sells like crazy. Something just blinked.
Did our lights just blink?
It looked like it. That's awesome.
It's just one of those days.
Love it.
All right. More voicemails.
Mr. Burns, I was just throwing something at you as an option. Y'all got to do it, though. I think Burns should moderate Genius Bar. You know, keep Sam and Arthur under control while y'all talk about topics. Give it like a MKBHD style thing. And, you know, see how it works out. It's an option.
That man just loves chaos. He wants chaos.
I'm sorry. I didn't really get to hear his name. It kind of broke up there. And we're listening to these on like MacBook speakers. Great question. hilarious. Like, good timing.
We were just talking about this.
Yeah. Because, for one, we're getting a lot of comments.
The light fucking is blinking again. I'm going to lose my mind. I'm going to lose it.
We've been getting a lot of comments on Recycle Bin comparing and contrasting Recycle Bin and Genius Bar. And like, for those out there, like, first of all, me moderating between you and Sam is hilarious. I think I like that idea, so that might happen. We'll see. But for those out there who are maybe like, what's the difference? Here, Jern, I'm an inquiring fan.
Yes.
What's the difference between your podcasts?
Genius Bar is far more Apple-centric. Like, that's what it's about. It's covering that week's Apple news, and that is the extent. Sometimes, you know, you get some YouTube talk or some personal talk at the end, but it is really for people looking for Apple material, Apple content. They want to hear commentary on what's happening, or they want to find out what's happening. Maybe they wait till the end of the week to hear what the news is through Genius Bar. That sounds like a terrible approach, but you could do that. Recycle Bin is specifically if you are an FPT fan. I don't see much value in just listening to this show out of everything we make. Like, I don't anticipate people just finding Recycle Bin without knowing what Front Page Tech is. It's really for you guys. It's the community show where we can talk about, answer your questions, talk about you, have a conversation, but also just tell you what's going on in the company, I guess.
Hell yeah. That was a good sell. Look at you.
Did I do it?
Yeah, you did a good job.
And also, Burn and I have just been best friends for a very, very long time, and I guess that's like, you'll get a little bit of that here on Recycle Bin 2.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we just talked about cutting our own hair and that being like a journey.
We did that. I just want to say...
Okay. Go ahead.
There's nothing worse in the world than having to get your hair cut.
Yeah, I'm 30 and I get anxiety, like having to go somewhere.
Yeah, having to fit that in, go deal with people, there's a lot of things in life where you that's unavoidable and you have to deal with the people. But for men specifically, like for women, that would be much harder.
Oh, yeah.
You girls do you. That's, you know, you got to do what you got to do. But for us with simple haircuts, it's like, why? It's not about paying somebody. It's literally about going there, sitting in a line, and then they try to talk to you with their, I don't give a fuck. I will never see you again. Yeah. I don't care. So, yeah, cutting my own hair is the best thing. I don't have to, I can do it whenever I want. I don't have to try to make time for it. I don't have to think about it. Sometimes I'm about to take a shower and I'm like, you know what? I'm going to do it right now. I just decide
to. A little touch up.
Yeah, I just decide to.
No, I feel the same. Like, honestly, the anxiety I get is even if I go to, if I find a barber I like, which has happened, and then they fucking move or something or they quit or whatever, the store closes. But even if I find the same person, trying to get like the same haircut over and over or like,
oh yeah,
the anxiety of like, ooh, that's just a little too short. And it's like, fucking whatever. Like, I guess that's just rolling the dice.
Like this.
Yeah, that's my thing.
And it's definitely just, nowhere near as good as someone that is actually trained to cut your hair, but
it's good enough.
And the more you do it, the better you're going to get. So,
yeah, and you know, like, hot take, it's kind of fun. Like, I kind of just enjoy doing it.
I'm getting specifically better at cutting my hair. I couldn't cut anyone's hair if they asked me to. But
I might eventually be the best person in the world who can cut my hair.
Yeah.
And that's pretty cool. All
right. So, yeah, we've been talking about having you as a guest on Recycle Bin because that would be guest on the other one?
Genius Bar?
Yeah. Christ.
It's been a day.
A guest on Genius Bar, yeah. A guest is one thing. A moderator is another thing. That's funny.
That's a really... You might get your wish. All right, one more voicemail.
Oh, sorry we have to keep cutting here because the fucking cord didn't come, and when we plug a cord in, it shoves a surge through the... We can hear it, you can hear it, so instead we got to take a headphone off, listen through the MacBook speaker. Okay.
Yep.
Hey, Jern. Hey, Bern. Hunter from Pennsylvania again. I'm a bit of a nerd, and I just wondered if this is something you've made. Might want to consider. So there's like, sometimes people can do physical releases of things. I don't know if you guys would consider doing like a physical release for your documentaries or anything like that. I think that'd be pretty cool. I'd be really into something like that. And you guys talked about wanting to do merch coming up soon. So maybe you could include like physical release, like DVD type things of a bunch of your documentaries too. I think that'd be a cool idea. So just give me your thoughts on that. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Awesome question. Thanks, Hunter.
Very good question, Hunter.
Yeah. It's a great segue question too, but
yeah.
What a cool idea. I'm gonna be real. Until the light keeps flickering. until I heard his
question. Tested this all week, Bern.
I know. Until I heard his question, I never even considered selling like a Blu-ray.
I mean, it sounds like a terrible idea.
Oh, yeah?
Because physical media is dead. But specifically as like a... I could follow through with that gimmick almost.
Like a special thing?
If the Blu-rays were signed by us personally, like, I don't want them to just buy a Blu-ray because that's like... I don't know what the value is there. You could just stream it, you know. But if it's signed by us and there's a bit of a personal touch, that might be cool to have, yeah.
In your opinion, I don't know if you know anything about this, honestly, but would there be a significant quality advantage to having something on physical media?
I mean, they'd get basically the quality we see in the edit.
Yeah. I mean, they have a lot of sites that, like, they don't really reduce the quality for streaming. That light's really taking you out of the conversation.
Go ahead. I'm fine.
I was going to say there's a lot of sites you can upload to that offer like fairly or like at least mostly
best,
uncompressed. Yeah, but I guess it probably wouldn't be the same, huh?
No. But like, you know, we see them in both stages. We see them in the edit. We have the uncompressed versions, obviously. Yeah. And it's just like, it is definitely better.
Yeah.
But, you know, I wouldn't...
Negligible, probably.
Yeah, I would rather stream it than buy a Blu-ray, unless, you know, unless I was a fan of somebody and they signed it and, you know, maybe that was a thing.
If we were going to release a physical media of any of our videos, I feel like we'd have to have... It would need to be an all-encompassing experience, like, maybe, like, posters? Maybe, like... It's like maybe you get like a little booklet of notes or something. It'd be like a whole thing. It wouldn't just be here's a case with a Blu-ray in it. Here you go.
Well, like for this documentary release, which we're going to talk about in a second, Yeah, we're marketing with a poster. First time we've done that, and yeah. It's like it looks like a legit.
It's so fucking cool
poster for a movie or a documentary, and you know, I think I undersell us a little bit because I just know we're just dudes.
Yeah, we are.
And like I'm
to
so,
us. Yeah.
So I'm like, why would we sell a poster? Would anyone want to buy a poster? Like that just sounds. But I'm not them. They might want a poster. Listen, no matter what we think about what we make or about who we are, we're listening to you guys. So if that's something you want, like that's...
Tell us.
Yeah. No matter what we think about it, if it's something that you guys want and it'll make you happy, if we deliver it, you know, that's something we'll explore and we'll do it anyway.
Hell yeah. I mean, everything we do is motivated by what you guys want. Like, we want stuff, but like, in my mind... I was like, we can just keep Recycle Bin an audio podcast.
Yeah, me too.
But a lot of the feedback was like, we would love to see video.
That was the most requested thing.
Yeah, and I'm so hyped we did because, I mean, aside from some issues,
yeah,
this looks fucking awesome.
Yeah.
And I, like, just to like be kind of excited for a second, this is all set up with the screen behind us and everything. We can watch videos together. We can react to shit if we want to. That's so cool.
I also love that it's not... there's no multicam. It's kind of simple, but also cool.
Yeah.
And I think you mentioned that the way we're sitting makes it's like they're at the other end of the table.
Yeah, take a seat, y'all. Right there. Okay.
So here's what's going to happen before I lose my fucking mind. Sorry about
volume
that.
Volume warning.
I am going. We're going to send them to an ad break.
Yeah.
And during the ad break, I'm going to fix this problem. If I can fix it, I don't know. We'll find out.
Before we send them, I hope they come back and the light's just off.
I hope not. When we come back, we're going to give you, the first look, the first
tease
conversation to what we're working on. Let you see something that you're only going to be able to see on Recycle Bin. We're not like teasing it anywhere else. Really, we just want to talk with you guys. And if you are spending your time with us, and we really, really appreciate that. I mean, no matter how many people watch our main videos, I think it's the people that watch those and show up here that deserve a little bit extra. So you'll get a little bit extra after this sponsor break and after I lose my mind on this light. Okay, see you soon. Which light is it?
This episode of Recycle Bin is brought to you by Masterclass.
Fern, did you know Masterclass is the only streaming platform where you can learn and grow with over 200 plus of the world's best? That's why Wirecutter calls this an invaluable gift.
With Masterclass, you can gift somebody unlimited learning. Learn from any Masterclass instructor anywhere on a smartphone, computer, smart TV, or even in audio mode. Jern, if you didn't know, when we're making FPT docs, that docs stands for documentaries.
It does. I've heard that.
And luckily, wouldn't you know, Masterclass has a class by one of the biggest masters in the world, Ken Burns. If you've never heard of him, he is the guy for every documentary you could imagine in regards to American history. Everything. Civil War. I mean, he's the guy, right?
He also has a literal effect named after him. Like the crop zoom in Final Cut listed as the Ken Burns effect. That's him. That's his guy.
And he's got a class on Masterclass. We've been enjoying that, taking everything we can from it to empower our FPT docs. And, you know, even if you're not making FPT docs, we think you should too.
And, Burn, wouldn't you say they made a huge difference on our documentary making knowledge?
Oh, yeah.
Well, guess what? 88% of members feel that Masterclass has made a positive impact in their lives, no matter what they want to learn. You don't even have to learn about documentaries, cooking, crochet, anything.
And luckily for you, Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/recyclebin for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/recyclebin. Masterclass.com/recyclebin.
Thank you, Masterclass.
Thank you.
All right, welcome back. We're back, and I don't know. I don't know.
The lights.
I think the light's fixed. I don't know if the light's fixed.
Hey, guys, if you see the lights blink again,
I'm just going to turn them off.
I would say, let us know.
I will turn them the fuck off. I don't know what else to do. Okay, so, been a crazy few weeks.
It has been.
But specifically, it has been a crazy week.
Mm-hmm.
So, when we started this doc... I'm trying to give Recycle Bin people early stuff and also not reveal too much. When we started this, it almost had like we had one expectation, and we did. It has expanded far beyond that expectation, and it was like I'm just going to come out and tell you we've had a lot of issues sponsor-wise with this project?
Yeah, yeah. Maybe another way to say it would be we started in one direction, and as the doc was building and the script was building and the research was being done, it started taking a... The mood changed a bit on the project.
Yeah.
And it took a tonal difference that turns out is a little hard to pitch to brands, to sponsors.
Yeah, and like nothing, I'm not going to say anything negative about brands.
No.
Everyone has been so kind to us.
And excited, to be clear.
And excited, yeah. So like when we started this, you know, we had a... How this usually works is there's a sponsor lined up for that month, and it's just kind of whatever video we make is what they're in.
Yeah.
But in this case, it got far away from us, and it became a much larger, more impactful project that I don't think fit how our sponsor structure was going. Like, I think it's worth much, much more.
Yeah,
I think this is our best video that we have ever made. I feel like I say that all the time, but it's...
No, it's very true, though.
Like, if you,
not to overhype it.
Yeah, if you liked the Tim Cook documentary, this shit is next level.
Yeah.
It's probably going to be the best we release in a minute, to be real.
Yeah, it kind of feels like if you were to see a... Like, let's say you like a director, like a filmmaker, and it's like, oh, wow, that's their first project. Look how nice and quaint.
Uh-huh.
And then it's like, and then their second project where they learned everything from the first one.
Yeah.
That's what this is.
And we're really trying
to
pull out all the stops here. It's like, I think this is a perfect story that has landed in the lap of the perfect people to tell it.
Wow, look at you.
And
that's a great way to say that. Also, really, when you guys see it and you learn more about it, the fact that launching a Patreon is kind of a necessary thing for the direction we're kind of going.
Yeah, I mean... To be fair, you and I could have never anticipated covering some of the topics and the subjects that we're about to do as a tech channel. Like, and we made fart jokes for a living. That's what we did.
Yeah.
And so the conversations with sponsors expanded, was pitched to them to not, I don't want to say purchase the project, but...
To be the main...
Yeah.
The main sponsor. Because anybody could go out and get a bunch of sponsors or whatever, but like... For clarity's sake, like having one brand behind one project is just good for optics.
This feels crazy to just tell,
to just talk
to them about. Yeah,
I mean, it's real.
They're our buds.
Yeah.
So the trailer for this has been done for a minute, and so that was
mostly.
Yeah,
the trailer
and the poster, and our manager has been sharing it, you know, with brands, and that's been a unique approach. The brands being able to see what they're buying into early, sort of get the vibes early. And I mean, let's be real. It feels and looks legit. Like they very much want to be a part of this. At one stage there were three sponsors that wanted to fund it.
Mm-hmm.
The light blinked, kill me.
Oh, it did?
Yeah. There were three sponsors that wanted to fund it, and then that's began like a tiny little bidding war.
It was getting wild.
And then it feels like all of that changes sometimes overnight. Like there was just a few days ago where one brand was planned for this.
What, they were out front. They were like, we're going to take it on.
Yeah.
The whole project, we just want to be the presenting sponsor.
Yeah, we and our manager, like we're on, I've been taking these calls personally, like myself, which is usually just our managers or whoever's representing us do it for us. But we are aware that this is a unique, different approach for YouTube ads, a unique approach for a project in general. And so we just wanted to like make sure we're transparent with everybody so everyone knows what to expect. I want to be clear that every brand has been supportive of this story and telling this story.
Yeah.
The brand that we had on board initially backed out due to their PR department sort of looking over some stuff. And they just decided that...
Yeah.
There's some subjects in the documentary that may be tough for them to have their logo on, and I get that.
Yeah. Oh, full like understanding.
Completely get that.
Mm-hmm. I like, you know, just to say they would say like we got the bad news about them having to back out, but it was also with like, but we're excited, and it's like
and they didn't. To be fair to them, that. Them working with us in that capacity didn't go out the window. That's happening. Mm-hmm. It's just hopefully for a more positive thing that will happen in the coming months. So all the love to them. You know, when a brand like that sees and understands the vision, and you don't have to explain why it's a big deal.
Yeah,
that helps a lot. Luckily, NordPass has stepped up.
Yeah,
NordPass. Yeah, I just like they didn't pay for this. They didn't sponsor RecycleBin, but
no, no.
I think it's important for us to thank them because they took a chance on this project. They're excited to take a chance on this project. Even after, you know, some brands had some PR issues, NordPass seems to be really cool with it and really excited for it. And
hell yeah.
Honestly, like, couldn't thank you guys enough for taking a chance on us. I know it might be a tough decision to make internally. So,
oh, yeah.
So we want to thank you. But that's also why something like Patreon is, for this stuff, is going to be kind of important.
I'm so excited to just show them. Can we just show them now? Can we show them the thumbnail at least?
Yeah. So, okay, you're going to see a poster at some stage, and we'll get to that.
Mm-hmm.
But the poster is different than the actual YouTube thumbnail.
Yeah.
And so what you're about to see is the thumbnail for the trailer, but what you're also getting is for the first time, the title of the doc.
Okay.
So, holy shit, I can't believe we're doing this. This feels so strange.
All right. It's going to be on screen right now for video watchers, and then I'll swap our TV to it for everybody else. So, or not everybody else. For like when we're talking about it.
It just feels so wrong. It's just up.
You want to say it?
Okay, for audio listeners, the title is Theft, Death, and Steve Jobs.
Well, yeah, that, it's a very, man, saying it like on an official capacity is really exciting.
Yeah.
Video watchers, if you're seeing it now, there's some extra FPT watermarking going on.
Yeah, sorry about that.
We've, in the past, had issue with bad actors stealing our thumbnails.
Mm-hmm.
So, and this is the first time we've ever like preemptively shown something like this.
Yeah, and we, you know, so it's just
gotta protect ourselves.
One, yeah, it's not out yet, and we just want to be as careful as we can be. There's been some confidential stuff like passed around with us and the people we're working with. There's a lot of names that you guys love and respect that are a part of this project. So that'll be
a lot more than I thought would be involved.
Yeah.
Everybody is so excited about this
project.
Everyone
has been so supportive of us. Like,
yeah.
I can't thank everyone enough for taking a chance with us. So I guess that leads us to the Patreon thing.
The Patreon is live now.
Again, another decision we made because of them.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I mean, honestly, we've had such good feedback from everybody.
We were going to launch it when the trailer launched, like for everybody on YouTube. But for you guys, you know, you were so positive in the comments, and so we figure we'd give you first dibs and some bonuses.
Yeah. So. To go to the Patreon, of course, find it via the Patreon website, just searching FPT, FPT mm-hmm. Docs. But you can also just go to fptdocs.com.
Yep.
That's our Patreon. There are two tiers right
now. Before, if you're thinking about going, hang on.
Yeah, go ahead and listen to our info here. Yeah, so Patreon is fptdocs.com. That's us. We have two tiers right now. And
that's how we plan to keep it. Just simple.
Yeah, just to be clear, we're going to keep it there. Oh man, this is crazy to even be talking about.
Yeah,
honestly,
we are not going to be withholding things from the public. We don't want to put stuff behind a paywall.
No,
but
that's not what we're doing.
We got to find a balance between not doing that and also giving the people that want to support us in general or a project like this,
mm-hmm.
give them you know a thank you. So in this case. You have a promo code that you guys can use as RecycleBin viewers and listeners that you guys will get first.
The code is RecycleBin.
Yeah,
whenever you go
imagine that. Shocker.
I know. That'll get you 20% off your first month on all tiers of Patreon,
mm-hmm.
of our Patreon. It's going to be going until the next week. It'll end on the 29th.
So the
of
next
November.
Time you see a new episode of RecycleBin, that will be wrapped up.
Yeah.
So along with a promo code to get you a bit of a deal for being first there. So with the thumbnail that you see behind us and that we posted on screen, you kind of get a vibe for what it is. You get the title, but it's not exactly clear what this is about.
Right.
So for patrons, If you sign up with your discount code, of course, no matter which tier, mm-hmm. you guys are going to get the poster first. And the poster kind of reveals
the whole situation.
Reveals the subject of the documentary. You guys can theorize from there. But yeah, you guys get to see the poster first. And then, yeah, we're going to have a full, I guess it's fair to talk about release week for everyone too. If you're listening to Recycle Bin and you either don't want to support financially, which is totally cool.
Oh yeah.
Or you can't. That's absolutely cool too. We want to let you know early what's going to happen. So you're going to get a trailer that drops on YouTube.
Uh-huh.
I would imagine that the poster goes up day before.
Yeah.
Next day would be the actual trailer.
Trailer probably go up on Patreon like a little earlier.
Yeah.
Nothing crazy. Maybe like a day or two earlier.
And the day the trailer goes out, we anticipate the documentary will be out for patrons.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They'll get it just a little bit early. And then 3 days after that, you're going to get the live. It's going to be a live YouTube premiere. We're aiming for like a 6 p.m. time slot. You'll be able to watch it as a live YouTube premiere. But of course, if you miss it live, that's totally cool too.
You'll
be able to watch it, you know, after the fact.
What time zone? 6 p.m.?
Eastern.
6 p.m. Eastern. Yeah.
And then following that, in the coming days after the documentary, you're going to get another Recycle Bin episode, but we're going to be uploading that episode on the main YouTube channel.
Oh, yeah.
So Recycle Bin belongs here. It's going to stay on this channel. We're not moving it to FPT, but we want to have like a community discussion, be able to talk about what it was like making it,
like
all that
broader
stuff.
Yeah, like kind of get everybody involved just for that one, like as a one-off.
So the Recycle Bin, immediately following the documentary, if you have notifications set up on this channel, just heads up, it'll be over on the Front Page Tech YouTube channel where you'll be able to watch that. And it's sort of, you know, it gets Recycle Bin in front of more people because there's a ton of people that don't know that this even exists. So,
oh, yeah, for sure.
That's what release week is going to look like for everybody. And then, of course, we will give you much more concrete details as we get closer to stuff, but I think we're at a stage where we can reveal some stuff and talk about it.
Yeah, it is so, like, freeing but also kind of nerve-wracking to be talking about this now.
Yeah.
Like this, right? I feel like we should probably explain the Patreon a little bit, talk about the tiers just real quick.
Yeah, let's do it.
So there's two tiers. The supporter tier is the $5 a month tier. The goal of this one really is supporter. The entire premise of the Patreon is, you know, funding and supporting. Hopefully you guys are vibing with what we're putting down. I mean, that's really it, right? But alongside that, everybody, both tiers of Patreon, you get ad-free uploads, early access to FPT docs in the future.
Yeah, like when
as
we're
opposed
saying,
to just the general YouTube audience. That's it. Mm-hmm. Like it's there is going to be exclusive content in the form of like behind the scenes content and then generalized in-depth like updates maybe.
Yeah. Which I think that's only fair. If the people there are helping like support the upcoming projects, they should have a heads up as to where their money's going.
Yeah, and you know, obviously we're still going to do deep dives on Recycle Bin, but this will be maybe like little behind the scenes vlogs or it could be some goofy stuff in there.
Yeah.
We're just going to be kind of real. I mean,
When we talk about like, you know, a first look at the poster or a first look at the trailer, that includes the supporter tier. So the $5 tier gets you early access and ad-free versions of the documentary. So not only will you see it early, you'll see it without any ads, uninterrupted. Obviously, that's going to be the best experience.
And hopefully we're going to be hosting it in a way that should be less compressed than YouTube.
Yeah.
You know, higher quality viewing, hopefully.
And what this really comes down to is we are very steadfast in making sure this content is ultimately free to watch.
And
that's why
this exists.
That's why, you know, on the YouTube version, there will be a sponsor involved. There's kind of no way around that. I wish there was, but you know, without amazing companies coming in to have our back and support something like this, you know, it's like the cost of it falls on the people that want to watch it, and I don't
like that.
Yeah, so content will always be free on our YouTube channel, of course. There's not going to be a secret version, extended cut on Patreon or anything. It's the exact same thing, just earlier. and minus the ads.
Yeah, and the second and only other tier on Patreon, fptdocs.com, is the producer tier. All the same benefits from the supporter one, plus you're going to get your name in the credits of every future FPT Doc.
Including yeah. literally this one.
Yeah, we wanted to kind of get this rolling now to be able to give you guys that benefit. We mulled around how we wanted to do it, but the producer really feels like what it is.
Yeah.
I mean, we couldn't do any of this stuff without any of you guys.
Yeah.
But throwing $10 a month at us like that means a lot, and we think you guys deserve to be credited as such.
Yeah. So yeah, your name in every version of the documentary will be placed at the credits alongside ours, of course.
Yeah.
And that'd be cool to see yourself in, but also, you know, share with your family. You know, I helped produce this, your name's in it, you can share that. Like I personally think that's cool.
Yeah. Not like trying to ping pong around too much, but I wouldn't necessarily call this exclusive content, more like you can just kind of see into like our creative process.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're going to toss up some other variants of the poster that we were considering.
Oh yeah, there's some that didn't make the cut. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's all in wrapped up in like behind the scenes stuff, because we change our mind a lot on stuff. We're kind of hard to lock down.
Yeah.
And I think that would be fun for everybody to see from both tiers.
So if you guys want to jump to Patreon now, go ahead and do so. Just please make sure to use that promo code. Don't pay full price.
Yeah, recycle bin promo code.
And the only other thing I'll let you know is the poster. At the bottom of the poster is like, you know, us, the people that made it, but there's also the names of everyone involved. I'm going to redact those.
Oh, just for now.
Just for now. Yeah. So there are
some are up in the air. Like we're literally still working on the project.
Yeah, we're kind of in the middle of it, and for a couple reasons, not much of it is up in the air. But I just want to.
Okay. Well, I think I can.
Good.
So we're working with a handful of other creators in a capacity, and I'm sure everybody knows YouTubers and creators can be kind of busy.
Mm-hmm.
So. You know, we want to make sure everybody who is involved is on the poster, and maybe some of the people we have lined up might not work out. Some people might be busy.
I mean, more than that, it's like I don't want to use their names.
Oh, that's a good point. Yeah.
That's why
that's
I would. If there's anyone that doesn't have time, it's going to be one or two people, like ultimately.
True.
But, like, there are names that could definitely clearly be on the poster right now. It's just I would rather wait. I don't want to jump the gun with them. I want them to be able to, you know, I don't know, announce their involvement, but just like I want that to be in their control. And
that's so nice of you.
Yeah, I just I don't think it's our place to do that. So we're gonna redact the names from the poster. Other than that, you guys are getting like if you haven't guessed from the thumbnail behind us, the poster will tell you kind of. What's going on.
The bigger scope, yeah. I forgot to add, if you guys are considering subscribing to the Patreon, first of all, thank you. Thank you for even going to the freaking site and, like, entertaining that idea.
Yep.
Because, it's a big ask. Anyway, if you're going to sign, if you're, like, going to primarily be using Patreon on your mobile device.
Oh, good.
Use the browser to sign up and pay for it. Because...
Yeah.
We just found out that through iOS and Android, they take a cut.
It's more expensive for you. It's not
A cut. Yeah, so that's what I meant. Yeah, it's like the prices are inflated.
Please don't pay more than you should.
No. Yeah, go through the browser. Even if you go through the mobile browser on your device, fine too. Just make sure.
You can absolutely, you know, with your account, use the app. That's going to be probably a better experience for you. But
initially,
you're paying for it, don't pay for it through the app. Unless you're cool with, like, I pay extra for YouTube Premium just because it's more convenient through iOS.
Yeah, I think the number I saw was like the $10 producer tier for iPhone users would be like $14.50 like the App Store.
Don't do that.
That's crazy.
I mean, if you want to do that, but like, just keep in mind that extra $4.50 isn't coming to us.
That's going to
Apple, and plus you're paying more. And I just don't.
Paying at all is just a crazy concept. to me in general for this.
So to answer some questions, a few people asked why Patreon privately and in the YouTube comments. As opposed to something like YouTube memberships. One, I think first of all, it's a different platform.
Yeah.
It's not, we already have so many eggs in the YouTube basket, and this is a different platform. Something of, obviously not our own, it's Patreon's, but just something to keep us separated from anything that happens with the YouTube channel, especially with the topics we're going to be covering. Like,
oh yeah,
if the channel for some reason got demonetized, that means no memberships. It's like, so, and plus YouTube takes a larger cut. It would be more expensive for you. It's just not worth it.
Something I just considered is like, you know, we're doing everything in our power to make this advertiser friendly for YouTube, like the monetization systems and stuff.
Yeah, but obviously.
Yeah, if something happens and like parts of the video need to be like redacted or something, like I hope that doesn't happen. We're going to do everything we can to keep that from happening. But Patreon and, you know, another platform in general would just be a safer spot for our stuff to be hosted.
Yeah.
I've never thought that way before. It's crazy to like...
I mean, I didn't think we were going to be making this.
I know.
That's essentially it. That's why no YouTube memberships and why we chose Patreon over that. Other than that, I mean, it's nearly go time.
It's crazy.
Which is insane to say. I'm super excited for you guys to see it. It's been over a month since we posted, by the way.
I know.
Which is, that's the first in a very long time.
Yeah.
But I think it's worth it. And
oh, yeah. I'm so excited for this project. One thing I just thought of, we have other projects planned in the FPT Docs lineup.
Oh, we do, yeah.
So, especially if you guys are considering subscribing to the Patreon, don't expect such a long gap between projects as there was between the Tim Cook doc and this one.
Oh yeah.
We're aiming to get multiples of these out a year. Yeah. I'll just say that much.
We're already telling them a lot. The thing that that holds us back or has held us back in the past in terms of how frequent these projects are, it honestly comes down to sponsors.
Yeah, that's true.
For a long time, it was not easy to convince brands that a project like this is worth integrating into.
Yeah.
Like maybe it's smarter to just, everyone's used to just putting a host read ad from your favorite YouTuber in a normal YouTube video where it can be jokey and fun and like, you know, honestly, a lot of times there are YouTube videos that go out just because there's a sponsor due. Like, that happens more times than, you know, more times than it should. And, you know, if we want to continue as a company, sometimes you have to play by the sponsor's rules. And so we were trying to find a balance between making sure that, you know, we could support this financially and also make the stuff that we want to make.
Yeah.
It's just now at a stage where I think we've proven that what we're capable of making, and I think that brands now. I honestly think them seeing the trailer and the poster really helps move the process along.
For sure.
So now that we have brands sort of understanding the vision and they're willing to support it, that's going to allow us to produce more of it. But also, of course, the Patreon as well. But we're not expecting you guys to fund every project, you know, alone. Oh, yeah. So that's why the sponsors are important. There's no way around it, especially if someone wants to watch the doc for free. So listen, if you're not going to support on Patreon, cool.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all we ask is like when the video comes out, just give the sponsor a listen. You know, because NordPass is really they really got our back here.
Yeah, we really appreciate that. It's crazy that, like, by putting out these docs, we have creatively gone into, like, uncharted territory, you know?
A little bit.
But it's also really fun, and like you just said, it's, like, to kind of keep pushing, sorry for the harsh P, to keep pushing the envelope, we kind of need to, like, got to eat.
Well, you have to build a structure around what we're... Yeah, what we're
exactly,
trying to build.
Yeah, your brain is operating above mine. It's currently? Faster. Yeah. I got a kid and yeah. Man, he did not sleep well last night.
Yeah, I just I think it's a really cool time, and I'm having a ton of fun working with you, making this with you. Mm-hmm. I think that
same.
It's funny because projects like this, you know, they make us. I mean, this by far is the most organized, streamlined thing we've ever made.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we said that about the event video last month. And that was after we had a chaotic iPhone review.
Yep.
It sounds so weird that we put out an iPhone review and now we're doing this.
I know.
Anyway. I think it's also made our friendship a bit stronger.
Hell yeah.
It's just fun making stuff with you. And yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, and it's fun making stuff for you.
For you. I guess before we wrap up, we have another ad break, speaking of money.
Oh, okay.
So I guess we'll go to that and then we'll come back and wrap up as a family.
Wow, look at that.
Okay, last ad. This episode of Recycle Bin is also brought to you by our friends over at Uncommon Goods. I don't know if you've been to a store lately, but everything you can buy there, very, very common goods.
Spark something uncommon this holiday with just the right gift from Uncommon Goods. It's hard out there. Holidays are approaching. Christmas is right around the corner. Luckily, I already leveraged Uncommon Goods to my benefit by getting everyone around me something uncommon.
Yeah, but you cheated because you used our special deal.
When you shop at Uncommon Goods, you're supporting artists and small independent businesses. Many of their handcrafted products are made in small batches, so shop now before they sell out this holiday season.
Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high quality, unique, and often handmade or made in the U.S. They have the most meaningful, out of the ordinary gifts anywhere. They even have gifts you can personalize.
So, to get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/recyclebin.
Where are we going?
That's uncommongoods.com/recyclebin for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
But especially you, Burn.
Oh, yeah. Welcome back.
Welcome back from the ads.
Yeah.
Ad. Single.
Ever since we entertained the idea of like a Patreon, like a paid thing mm-hmm. for our content, there's stuff that I've been like wanting to make that doesn't fit into like categories really, because we're just weird. Like this isn't. We are so open in terms of discussion and like what we're talking about on Recycle Bin.
Mm-hmm.
So we haven't talked about this previously, like. I've just been getting the itch to make like gaming videos again with you. Mm. Like if anyone's been around since the early Game Time era where we were actually uploading multiple times a week videos.
That's going to be news for a lot of people. Yeah, there was a stage in the Front Page Tech channel where we did a gaming video every Thursday and Sunday.
There was a variety game on a Thursday and then Minecraft on Sunday.
And you might say, wow, that must have been like a little blip. That was almost 200 videos of just gaming on the channel, on Front Page Tech.
Most of them aren't good.
Yeah, all of that stuff is privated. And even when we try to I do this frequently because I like to reminisce and I'm like, oh, look at this old video we made. And then like 10 seconds in, we're like, oh. That's why it didn't do well.
Well, to be clear, they're not privated because we're like saying slurs or something.
Oh God, no!
It's just bad content. we were like that was early on in FPT. That was like the first couple years.
Yeah, and it doesn't fit with what we're making. It doesn't fit the content strategy. Yeah. It would make no sense. It'd be more confusing than it's worth.
And some of them were long, and we were like 21. Or something when we were making those.
Yeah.
And we just sound like kids. We sound like
idiots.
That was
10 years ago.
We never knew what we were talking about.
Still don't.
But I don't know. It just, when we're leaving the confines of the FPT YouTube channel in any capacity, my brain starts going like, well, what if we did this?
Mm-hmm.
And that's just a fun concept to throw around, like a fun mental exercise. Like, you ever think about like, if we weren't doing the videos we're doing now and even the docs and stuff, like outside the tech bubble, like what do you see you making if that was like,
I mean, well,
possible.
So I'm not using this as like a springboard opportunity, but I do see a path where you and I are making stuff that isn't directly tech related.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree. Just to give context, what are you talking about? Because I'm just, you know, for the audience.
I would love to do what we do in the tech space, making documentaries, but for other stories that aren't about.
So, like, as an example, like, Is wrestling too specific, or are you,
no,
you
like anything? Like anything. That's what I want to be able to just be like, that sounds like fun to make, and then we just make it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where that would go, but it just feels like this feels like the next, like the second chapter almost.
Yeah, of FPT,
which is, you know, Front Page Tech has been around for almost 12 years now. In January, it'll be 12.
Yeah.
And it just feels like this is, whatever this is, it's the next stage of our career, and it feels right.
It feels huge.
Front Page Tech started to feel not right anymore.
Yeah, this feels good.
So I'm just grateful to be able to do this stuff, because there was no other stage in our career where we could just we could fuck off for a month and then just make a thing and then spit it back out. Later, yeah. we wouldn't be able to do that, because if we wasted a month doing that, we would be homeless.
Yeah, that's true.
So fast.
Yeah, and not to like, I'm not trying to glaze the audience here. I'm not trying to like.
Let's glaze them.
But like, it's going to be a forever pivotable, oh my God.
Try
super
again.
Important moment of our careers where I came back on to the channel,
mm-hmm.
started writing, and I pitched you, like, what if we started doing video essay-esque things?
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. The first proof of concept for that was our very simple video on MKBHD, ironically.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And at that time of our content, I won't say it was majority negative in the comments or the feedback.
Oh, definitely not.
But it felt like people were getting a little maybe bored, or maybe the content was stagnating. It's hard to say exactly, but there was a good mix of like, oh, this again, or like stuff like that.
Yeah.
And when we started putting out like that video, and then, you know, next was like the Tim Doc.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's hard to ignore the absolute wall of positivity that came from all that stuff.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's like,
that felt good. That felt so good.
I mean, in the Apple event video, there's not a single comment about any of the products.
Yeah.
There was nothing about Apple. It was just like, we got really, really lucky.
Yeah, you know? And that's what this is like, we're jeez, this entire thing is just us listening to you guys, the audience. Like,
yeah. I just want to be clear. I'm not a huge fan of us doing a Patreon. Like,
oh no, I know. It feels weird.
It feels weird, but I'm listening, and it's just one of those things where like you don't know until you try. And I want to be less closed-minded. And yeah.
Well, even before we leave, just to be super transparent, because that's what this podcast is.
Oh boy.
During the ad break, we take a second to kind of collect ourselves, take a drink, go. Mm-hmm. We have a little conversation of like, how'd that go? What do you think? You know, mm-hmm. stuff like that. You just straight up told me that like talking so transparently, it feels kind of vulnerable.
It feels weird, yeah. Like the fact that I can see this out the corner of my eye, I'm like.
Like that we're showing them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That, all of this stuff has been hidden in a secret for so long, and only other than you guys. There's only a handful of people that have seen any of this stuff. Yeah. The poster especially, that if you go to Patreon, some of you are looking at it right now.
That's crazy.
That poster has been between us and the brands this project was pitched to, and well, our manager.
Like immediate family and maybe like, screen saver. Immediate like good YouTube buds that we can like.
Trust and.
Yeah, like trusted circle. It's like,
yeah, because
give us critiques.
Yeah, there's some stuff we tried that was just some stinkers. They helped us.
You might end up seeing those on Patreon. You get to see it. That's the real sell of the Patreon, guys. You get to see the stinkers.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. That you really sold it. What an insane value.
Yeah. That's either going to be the little soundbite at the beginning of the podcast, or it's going to be the part where you said, like, this is the next step of our careers.
Oh, yeah. I forgot we have to, like, YouTube it.
Oh, yeah.
It's not fun.
All right. Well, I feel like that's a good natural conclusion.
Yeah. Thanks, guys, for listening to us for what? An hour and a half almost?
Probably, yeah.
We really appreciate you.
100%.
Also, let us, other than like the documentary that's coming out, let us know what you think about the recycle bin. set and like how we're doing the video version. Are you happy with it? Do you want any changes? No one say anything about the light blinking. No, not a single person. I'm just going to take the video down.
That'll work. Yeah, that'll work. Oh, man. And hey, remember, send us your voicemails. That's like, I love you guys' comments, but I want to hear what you want to say.
Yeah.
So 404-919-5530. I listen to them all anyway. So just give me the goods. Give me the deets. Tell me if our ideas suck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Maybe I'll make him listen to them if that's what you send.
So. And I'm sure you guys will. I'm sure you guys will hear a little bit more from us on Patreon. Those of you that are subscribing, I'm sure.
Oh yeah.
Because like this is new for us too, so we'll be talking to you over there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. And if you're again just to say so no one forgets, doesn't get lost. If you're gonna subscribe to Patreon, do it in your mobile browser if you're on a device.
Yeah.
And use code RecycleBin, no spaces.
Yeah.
20% off your first month.
And I know there's going to be a couple of them that are going to be like, no, I want to give them the full amount. Don't.
Yeah. No, just please use the
just
promo
use
code.
The promo code. When we launch the Patreon for everyone, there won't be a promo code. That you know, but this is for you guys for sitting with us for an hour and a half every week. And
we really appreciate it. This has been so much fun. Honestly.
We love you.
Yep.
Anything else?
I think that's it.
Feels weird we just said all of that.
I know, it's crazy. I want to play some WoW, or at least think about WoW.
Okay.
All right.
See you guys later.
Bye-bye.